Scripture this morning comes from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John, starting and proceeding to the 21st. To the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias, a crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with the disciples. Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked out coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages of bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples' brother said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves. What are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "There was a great deal of grass in the place, so they 5,000 in all." Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he distributed them to those who were seated, so also as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." They realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king to the mountain by himself. When evening came, got into a boat and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea, a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land going. May the words of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Well, I'm back again, kind of like a bad pick. So Pastor Dennis called me, I forget when, said I got some dates. I think he expected me to take one. He's going to be gone. I'm like, okay, I'll do those. I think he was like expecting to call other people. And I'm like, yeah, I'll just do them. It's fine. It's no big deal. I live in the neighborhood over here and just do this. So it's not a big deal. So, okay, that's fine. Great. So I'll be here next 22nd as well. So happy to be with you once again. Always enjoy. On the 7th of July, I celebrate the anniversary of my ordination to the Catholic priesthood. 11 of those years, I spent active ministry in a church. I spent 1 year of my priesthood as a student and then also 11 years in the parish. I was reflecting back on those years and reflecting back on the first year I had just been ordained. I was a priest, as we say, and I was sent to my while I was waiting to go back to finish my degree. I'm also cognizant of how things went for Jesus when to preach. Not very well. It didn't go great for me either. But that I was back in my own parish, and training, our homiletics professor told us, you should preach every day. Because as a priest, you have Mass every day, not just on Sundays, but week as well. Some of us take breaks on Saturday. So for 11 years, I was preaching, except for Saturdays. So every day I would get up, look at the Word, a brilliant sermon to preach every day. Now, at that point, I had already been in seminary 8 years. So I was full of all kinds of just brilliant knowledge, right? So I had a lot to offer these people, or so I thought. Then 2 weeks, I had said everything that I had ever learned, and I was done. I was dry. I had everything left to tell these poor people. I remember, well, now what do I do? I've got nothing left. I have nothing. I learned a really, really that day. I learned that preaching out, sharing the wisdom that you have. I don't have any. What I learned is an exercise in meditation, trusting in God's inspiration. I want to tie this in with the reading that we just read of the loaves and the fishes. Day and age. In our enlightened age, sort of scientific discovery and progress, read stories about miracles such as this one. cool, free food. Thanks. That's a pretty cool thing. And the people in his day thought it was really cool. That chapter, chapter 6, which is such an important chapter, he even says, you people are free food. Because after this chapter, verse 21, verse 25, he calls him out on it. Me, because of all the food that I gave you. And food is good. I like free food. I would follow a dude that gave me free food, right? So they were doing that. But we remember, was there not a temptation in the desert that Jesus rejected regarding turning into bread? Was there not a temptation to throw himself off the parapet of the temple to do an amazing? So the miracle is not the important thing, because clearly he has rejected the kind of living as a savior. Not to do the things that will impress people so much that they have to. But he does a miracle here that line. That he is in fact come down from heaven. And anyone who comes to hunger, and he who believes in him. But what does that mean, especially in the age in which we live? I think we find ourselves in an age where we have lost hope in many things. We've been through a really difficult year. If preachers are preaching, they have to have talked about this past year, something that really hasn't been experienced, a pandemic. We're now seeing resignation. People who are quitting their jobs because they realize that their priorities haven't been straight. That the sort of dead-end jobs that they're working are not worth it. And people everywhere are looking to hire because they want to work. We're lost. And we need direction. Kind of like me, after 2 weeks of priesthood, and sort of out of ideas, I had to learn a really important lesson. I knew, or my own strength, or my own ideas that was going to get me through. It was about placing my trust in something that I couldn't possibly understand. A power than myself. A power to sustain me for the rest of the 11-year day. And from that day on, I never had trouble. It wasn't about drawing from my knowledge. It was about listening to what God had to tell me that and at that very moment. I'm doing it right now. Not, I am listening right now. Because I'm ahead of time. I do everything at the last minute. But I've learned that don't worry about what you're going to say, because the Spirit will give you the words you need. I probably rely on that too much. I've learned that if I'm going to do anything, whether it's going at the hospital, of trying to uplift not only patients who are dying, who are just at their wits' end, trying to take care of people who are dying all the time. If it's trying to be a dad, I know I don't have what it takes. If you're a parent, you know about faith. You're never ready for it. You don't have what you need. You're kind of coming at the problem with a little bit of fish and a little bit of bread and saying, that's all I got. But somehow God takes that little bit that you says, it's enough. I'll get you through it. Man, it's easy to lose the perspective, something else pulling us through. But often at those difficult moments, and we say, how did I get through that? And the Lord just smiles. But sometimes we forget, or we don't see it. Okay? As we face whatever challenge it is, remember that it doesn't matter what you bring to it. Have, or the little bit of food that you have, or that you think that you're bringing to the situation. Lord, and you do it for the common good, none of that. The Lord will provide what you need to get you through those. We each have our own situations, individual challenges, and we as a society have a lot of, they seem to multiply every day. Story. Now is the time for us to renew our trust. The Lord will be with us if we bring the little bit that we have, enough to overflow our need and to have 12. Amen.